traditionally attributed to the prophet Jeremiah, this poetic lament, mourning the catastrophic fall of Jerusalem in 586 BCE, the Book of Lamentations stands as a poignant cry from ancient Israel, as a divine judgment for Israel's repeated violations of God's covenant. The Book of Lamentations captures the Babylonian invasion's devastation. The Jews were scattered in exile, their homes destroyed, the temple desecrated. It's a story about prosperity and security taken away because of unfaithfulness. This communal tragedy is intensified in Lamentations chapter 3:1. This is a lyric poem that embodies the Jewish people's suffering, expressing raw, unfiltered grief. The prophet Jeremiah mourns, "I've seen affliction under the rod of his wrath," he declares, painting a vivid picture of his torment driven into darkness, bitter, and wallowing by despair. There is an overwhelming sense of divine abandonment. As well as being distant, God appears actively hostile. Verse 10 states, "like a bear lying in wait." The phrase, echoing prayers against unmoving walls, evokes a profound sense of frustration and despair, symbolizing the futility of seeking divine intervention when it is absent or withheld. There is no polite sorrow here. The sadness is brutal, accusatory, challenging the goodness of the God who promised protection. The covenant, once a solid foundation for identity and hope, is now shattered, leaving ashes and shame in its place. But despite this abyss of despair, there is a dramatic flip toward hope. In Lamentations 21:33, Jeremiah recalls, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have some hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercy never ceases." Despite grief, God's faithfulness endures, even in silence, and the prophet advises patience. Wait quietly for the Lord's salvation. As loss permeates the personal and societal spheres of our modern world, this ancient lament resonates profoundly. Take the example of the individual who has been shattered by the death of a loved one, a debilitating illness, or a broken relationship. These people echo the prophet's isolation and abandonment. In a larger scale, social collapses are reminiscent of Jerusalem's fate, wars displacing millions, pandemics ravaging communities, or economic downturns eroding stability. In places like war-torn Ukraine or post-hurricane devastated regions, people grapple with a similar sense of forsakenness, wondering where God is amid the rubble. It is, however, possible to transform your brokenness by expressing your grief. It is through articulating the pain honestly, without sugarcoating it, that you confront your brokenness and foster healing. Faith communities share mourning, reminding us that we're not alone. Let it out. Suppressing your grief prolongs your suffering. Expressing your grief and releasing it builds resilience and empathy. Ultimately, it renews our trust in God, who mourns with us rather than providing a quick fix. As Jeremiah discovered, hope emerges from suffering, inviting us to rise from the ashes with compassion and faith.